Hi, it's Alex here. An all-new episode of Jeopardy is coming up right now.
This is the Jeopardy Teachers Tournament. Here are today's contestants. A seventh grade civics teacher from Port St. Lucie, Florida, Allison Thomas. A high school English teacher from Sandy Spring, Maryland, Ann Pullier. And a high school math teacher from Lombard, Illinois, Jong Ho Kim. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Didn't mean to wake you up there, Jong Ho. Allison, Ann, good to have the three of you with us today. Good luck. Let's go to work. Here are the categories for you. First, picture the movie, followed by cool news. Lab partners, you know what, I have my doubts. Musical theater, and finally, multiple choice quiz. Notice the word choice in quotation marks. You know what that means. Jong Ho, go.
Multiple choice quiz for 400.
If you are safe at first base because the out was made on the runner at second, it's scored as this. Jong Ho.
What is fielder's choice?
You are right.
Choice 600.
ConAgra started this frozen food brand after its CEO had a heart attack in 1985. Jong Ho.
What is healthy choice?
Yes, that's right.
Choice for 1,000.
The horse closest to the stable door or nothing? What is Hobson's choice? Jong Ho.
Choice for 800.
The title of a 1979 novel. This is a decision where either option will end in sacrifice. Jong Ho.
What is Sophie's choice?
Correct.
Picture the movie for 400.
Costner for the win. Allison.
What is Dances with Wolves?
Yes.
Picture the movie for 200.
Take a ride with this recent Oscar-winning movie. Jong Ho.
What is Green Book?
Yes.
Picture for 600.
A Kubrick classic. Jong Ho.
What is Clockwork Orange?
Good.
Picture for 800.
The jury is in. Allison.
What is 12 Angry Men?
Yes.
Picture the movie for 1,000.
It's 2019 in L.A. Jong Ho.
What is Blade Runner?
Yes.
Lab partners for 400.
Thomas Francis was the guy who tested Jonas Salk's vaccine against this vicious disease through the double-blind method in 1954. Anne.
What is polio?
Yes.
Musical theater for 2.
In the title of a politically incorrect show, it's the New York Avenue on which some puppets live. Allison.
What is Avenue Q?
Yeah.
Musical theater for 400.
In 2019, Christy Brinkley starred on Broadway as Roxy Hart in this musical. Jong Ho?
What is Chicago?
Right.
I have my doubts. 400.
Let's check your Q rating. This word, pluralized, denotes sudden misgivings or questions. Anne?
What is qualms?
Yes.
Musical theater for 6.
Songs in this musical, based on a film, include Oh My God, You Guys, and the Harvard Variations. Anne.
What is Legally Blonde?
You got it.
Musical theater for 8.
An outdoor production of this musical, set in Asia, featured an actual Huey helicopter landing nightly. Jong Ho.
What is Miss Saigon?
Yes, and that takes you up to 4,800. And we're taking a break. Allison Thomas is a seventh grade civics teacher from Port St. Lucie, Florida. In this day and age, there are so many distractions for the kids. It's tough to keep them interested in class. Mm-hmm. You do it in a special way.
Yeah, I try to make it a little bit more relevant to their lives. So I'll use even like personal analogies or personal stories or things I know that are going on in their lives to make it more connectable to them.
Good idea. Ann Pullew from Sandy Spring, Maryland, a high school English teacher. Mm-hmm. Met your husband through teaching?
I did. Well, when I graduated from college in Virginia, I didn't really have a plan, sort of fell by accident into a teaching job in England at a school that had a little bit of a Harry Potter vibe, boarding school, which was amazing. But the best part of it was that my husband also took a job there, and he was from Australia. So we never would have met if not for that. And we've come full circle as teachers together.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful story. Jong Ho, Q Kim from Lombard, Illinois. You had a student cry when you showed that student the Boston skyline. What's all that about?
All right. So every year I take some kids to Boston for a math tournament. And one of the things I usually do is I give them a tour of MIT because I flunked out of school. So I sort of know the campus. And across the Charles River, you can see the Boston skyline. And this one girl who really wanted to go to MIT, I think she was just soaking in all the emotions. She started tearing up. And it was like a beautiful moment for a second. And then the other girl goes, wait, are you crying? Wasn't so beautiful anymore.
All right, you're in command of the board. Make a selection and we'll reveal the next clue for you.
Let's try cool news for 400.
MIT researchers used a solar still, evaporation, and condensation in this process to make ocean water drinkable. Allison.
What is desalinization?
Yes.
Cool news for 200.
17-year-old Wolf Sukier discovered a planet just 3 days into his internship with this government agency. Anne.
What is NASA?
Right.
Musical Theater 1000.
Among the great songwriting teams were Rodgers and Hammerstein and this pair who gave us My Fair Lady. Jung Ho.
Who is Lerner and Lowe?
Right.
Lab Partner 600.
Thomas Watson worked in the lab with this man, and in 1876 was on the other end of a very important phone call. Allison.
Who is Bell?
Yes, Alexander Graham Bell.
Lab partners for 800.
Howard Florey and Ernst Chain followed up Alexander Fleming's work on this antibiotic, and they all shared a Nobel Prize in 1945. Jung Ho.
What is penicillin?
Yes.
Lab partners 1000.
Answer. Daily double. And you are maintaining your lead, comfortable lead.
All right, let's go 3,456.
All righty. In 1942, at the University of Chicago, Leo Szilard helped this Italian create the first nuclear reactor.
Who is Enrico Fermi?
You got him.
I have my doubts, 600.
Heisenberg's 1927 indistinct principle. Irresolution? Hold on, I got it. It was called this principle. That's it. Jung Ho.
What is uncertainty?
The right.
I have my doubts, 800.
If you cast a wary or cynical eye on things, you may be this, like the ancient Greek philosophy adopted by Plato's school. Allison.
What is a cynic?
Cynic, no. Anne?
What is a skeptic?
Yes.
I have my doubts, 1000.
Some folks unsure of a higher power are this word from the Greek for not known. Anne.
What is agnostic?
Correct.
Multiple choice, 2.
In this kind of poker, the player holding the deck picks the game. Allison.
What is dealer's choice?
Yes.
Cool news for 600.
In 2020, this sports league and its players association reached a deal that will pay top centers and point guards in excess of $500,000 a year. Anne.
What is the WNBA?
Right.
Cool news, 800.
In 2019, Tunisia held its second straight election that was considered to meet the alliterative criterion free and this. Allison.
What is fair?
Yes.
Cool news for 1000.
A sort of EpiPen for spinal cord injuries could thwart paralysis by using these microscopic particles. Jung Ho.
What are nanobots?
No. Anne.
What are stem cells?
No. Allison.
What are nanites?
No. What are nanoparticles? 2 clues left, Allison.
Lab partners for 2.
Marie gets a Nobel, Pierre gets a Nobel, Irene gets a Nobel. Frederick gets a Nobel. Everybody in this family gets a Nobel. Anne.
What is Curie?
Yes, and now the last clue. Proverbially, he who does this is lost. Anne.
What is hesitates?
That's it. That takes you up to 3,400. You are safe in second place. Allison in third will go first in double jeopardy. Allison is in a distant third, but as I point out so often, there's a lot of money in Double Jeopardy. We're going to start you off Russian to the bookshelf, describing the adjective, dealing with American history, athletes who teach, Sailing the Five Seas, and finally McPeople MC coming up in each correct response. Where do we start?
Sailing the Five Seas for 400.
Travel from Colombia to Jamaica across this sea. Allison?
What is the Caribbean Sea?
Yes.
Sailing the Five Seas for 800.
Odessa and Sochi are ports on this sea that looks dark in winter due to heavy fogs. Allison?
What is the Black Sea?
Yeah.
Sea is for 1,200.
Answer, barely doubling, just like that. You're on a bit of a roll.
2,000.
Okay. The Germans call this bordering sea Ostsee. The Swedes, Östersjön.
What is the North Sea?
Oh, what is the Baltic? The Baltic. All right, you're at 800. Go again.
Sailing the Five Seas for 1,600.
In 1822, a Russian Navy captain named this sea off his nation's east coast for a Danish explorer. Jung Ho.
What is the Bering Sea?
That's it.
Athletes who teach, 800.
In 2012, Ken Dryden began teaching a course at McGill in these national studies. Jung Ho.
What is hockey?
No. And
what is Canadian studies?
Yes.
Russian to the bookshelf, 400.
Natasha Rostov and Pierre Bezukhov are characters in this Tolstoy masterpiece. And
what is War and Peace?
Yes.
Russian, 800.
Early in a Pasternak novel, this title man stands in the corridor of the gynecological section of the hospital. And
what is Dr. Zhivago?
Yes.
Russian, 1200.
This 19th century poet, playwright, and unsuccessful duelist is considered a founder of modern Russian literature. And his name is Alexander Pushkin. Back to you, Anne.
Russian, 1600.
Woody Allen's film Love and Death parodies Russian novels, and its title echoes Crime and Punishment and this 1862 Turgenev title. And
what is Fathers and Sons?
Yes.
Russian, 2000.
This 1970 Literature Nobel Prize winner spent time in the Gulag and was deported from the Soviet Union in 1974. Jung Ho.
Who is Solzhenitsyn?
Yes.
Athletes who teach are 12.
The first woman to win 3 gold track medals in a single Olympics, 1960. She taught second graders in Tennessee. Jung Ho.
Who is Wilma Rudolph?
Yes.
Athlete, 1600.
This former Nick and one-time presidential candidate taught at Maryland and Stanford. Jung Ho.
Who is Bill Bradley?
Yeah.
Athletes, 2000.
Mike Doliak went to the Final Four with this state university, won an NBA title, and came home to teach physics at Park City High. Jung Ho.
What is Utah?
Utah is right.
American history, 800.
New York statesman DeWitt Clinton promoted the idea of this waterway and was the commissioner who oversaw its construction. Jung Ho.
What is the Erie Canal?
Yes.
American history, 12.
The only clue to this colony's disappearance was the word Croatoan on a post. Hasn't helped much. Jung Ho.
What is Roanoke?
Yes.
American history, 16.
This two-word concept was used to justify the acquisitions of Oregon Territory, California, and Mexican land in the Southwest. And
what is manifest destiny?
Right.
Describing the adjective, 400.
There are a limited number of eyes, 3, in this word, meaning endless or unlimited or... Jung Ho?
What is infinite?
That's it.
American history, 2000.
This education reformer took John Quincy Adams' seat in the House of Representatives, where he vigorously opposed slavery. Allison.
Who is Horace Mann?
Yep.
Describing the adjective for 800.
This adjective, meaning warmly appreciative, is in the name of Bob Weir's band. Jung Ho.
What is grateful?
Good.
Adjective 12.
Answer there. Barely double.
Let's try it again. 3,456.
Okay. Desolate and raw, or a title description of a novel house with Ada Clare.
What is bleak?
That's the word. Pick again.
Sailing Five Seas, 2000.
On the other side of Greece from the Aegean, this sea is the Mediterranean's deepest, maxing at more than 16,000 feet. And that would be the Ionian. Jung-ho?
McPeople 400.
On September 6th, 1901, he was shot at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo and died 8 days later. Allison?
Who is McKinley?
Correct.
McPeople 800.
Once known as the bad boy of tennis, today he's a respected commentator both here and abroad. Jung-ho.
Who is McEnroe?
John McEnroe, yeah.
McPeople 12.
In February of 2020, the Duchess of Cambridge paid tribute to this designer on the 10th anniversary of his death, wearing one of his outfits. And the designer is Alexander McQueen. Jung-ho.
McPeople 16.
She's best remembered by sci-fi readers for her Pern novels, many written with son Todd. And
who is McCaffrey?
Yes.
Describing the adjective 16?
If you're this fallacy of attributing emotions to objects, you're this. And there's no M at the start of the word. And
what is pathetic?
Yes.
Describing the adjective 2.
Though it sounds like five things you really require, it actually describes the perfect embodiment of something. And
what is quintessential?
Yes.
McPeople 2000?
After his 1960s gig as Secretary of Defense, he became President of the World Bank. Former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. Two clues left, Anne.
American history.
Here's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with the clue.
One of my heroes is Wild Bill Hickok, who, before moving west and becoming a legendary lawman and gunfighter, helped escaping slaves at his family's Illinois farm, which served as a stop on this.
Jung-ho.
What is the Underground Railroad?
Right. And now the last clue. NFL quarterback John Kitna traded X's and O's for the X's and Y's of this branch of math with a name from Arabic. Jung-ho.
What is algebra?
Algebra. Right you are. So that means all three of you are in the thick of it for this subject in final. Presidential libraries and museums. We'll see how things work out when we return. For final today, we deal with presidential libraries and museums and this clue, players. Of the 15 U.S. presidential libraries or museums, three are in this state more than any other. 30 seconds. Good luck. This is a tricky one. Allison, we come to you first. You were in third place with 3,200. Which state? You picked Virginia. A logical conclusion, but incorrect. It'll cost you 3,200. You dropped to zero. Let's go to Anne. She came up with Virginia. She lost 2,201. She drops to 11,599. Over to Jung-ho. He played brilliantly. Came up with Ohio, crossed it off, went to California. The correct response, what is Texas? You have both Presidents Bush and Lyndon Johnson. And remember that museums and libraries didn't come into being until more recent times. And so you will lose something, 21-42. Doesn't really matter. You win the game. You're a semifinalist. Come on over here.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
And now the other winners of our quarterfinal game so far this week.
Amanda Baltimore, Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Meggie Quaint, New York, New York.
Will Satterwhite, Roanoke, Virginia.
Ben Henry, St. Clair Shores, Michigan.
And the four wild card spots.
Katie LaBarge, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Jenna Hall, Seaside, California.
Sam Mattson, Cookeville, Tennessee.
Lauren Schneider-Lipton, Seattle, Washington.
Those nine players will be with us next week. We'll see you then, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by